the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Get the children out of the room. You might hear that if there was going to be perhaps an argument in the home, or perhaps if a serious matter was going to be discussed at a voters' meeting. We might want to hide the children from such serious discussions. You know what I mean. And yet, in the face of the most serious thing of all, instead of excusing a child, Jesus sets one in their midst and says, "Unless you humble yourselves and become like little children, you shall never enter into the kingdom of heaven." There is nothing more serious than the matters of eternal life and eternal death. So children, stay here. This is for all of us. Humility, that's the key to being a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus describes this humility in the terms of repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The way we stand before God is in humility, forgiveness, and reconciliation. And the way we live with one another is through repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Jesus, as you know, in Matthew 18, describes sort of a process by which individual sin is dealt with. But that's not where it starts. It starts with the relationship between you and your God. Unless you humble yourselves and become like little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. You must be humble to hear the word of God and the truth that it speaks. As we sang those 12 verses of the hymn, "These Are the Holy Ten Commands," you reacquainted yourself with words that you have learned perhaps just a few years ago if you're a young person. If you are an older person, you've known them for more time than you even want to remember. It makes no difference. They haven't changed. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." This is the summary of the first table of the law. And in the hymn that you just sang, Luther reminded you of how you have broken each and every one of those commandments. And at the conclusion of all of the Ten Commandments, this is the verse that he reiterates. "You have this law," those first three commandments for now, "to see therein that you have not been free from sin, but also that you clearly see how pure toward God life should be." You must be humble to hear the truth of what God's word reveals about how you have lived towards God according to his commandments. And it didn't stop there, did it? From there, Luther went on to the rest of the commandments. The commandments which St. Paul summarizes with these words in today's epistle reading. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other of these commandments are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. You must be humble to hear what the commandments say about how you have lived in relationship with your neighbor. Your neighbor includes your spouse. Your neighbor includes your children. Yes, your neighbor includes your neighbor. And those neighbors include everyone that you know and interact with. and even those you don't. And you must love them all. And according to the commandments, you must love them completely, perfectly, and without fail. For you see, this is true not only of our relationship to God, but also with one another. You must be humble. I have been involved in some of your weddings. As those who were married before this altar, in preparing for that great day in which God bound the two of you together, you heard me instruct you about the relationship that you are entering, and that at the center of it is Christ and His forgiveness. And so in the vows which we have used at those weddings, and I say this for all of you, whether you are married or not, these were the words that were spoken. I pledge before God and the witnesses here present to be your faithful husband or wife, to share with you in plenty and in want, in joy, in sorrow, in sickness and in health. And then these words, to forgive and strengthen you. I emphasize those words because they are at the heart of every relationship you have. Relationship with God, forgiveness. Relationship with one another. In the most intimate of relationships, the most important relationship you can have on earth is the relationship with your spouse. Because it is the relationship which God has elevated and said of which it is a picture of the relationship between God and His church, you, His people. Forgiveness. To live in forgiveness, you must be humble. You must be humble to confess your sins to one another. And you must be humble to receive forgiveness from one another. This is what it means to be great in the kingdom of God. To be humble. So Jesus sets before you a child. Not because children are pure, not because children are holy, not because children are innocent. But Jesus points to a child in the presence of apostles who are arguing, who's the greatest? Among apostles who are secretly coming to Jesus and saying, Jesus, when you enter into your kingdom, would you mind if me and my brother would sit on your left and your right hand? He puts this child in the midst of people who keep arguing with Jesus about the way into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus sets it all straight and talks about humility. You must be humble to look to what God did for you at the font. For you did nothing there. And yet God made you a great promise. I forgive you your sins. I bind you to the death of Christ. I give to you eternal life. You must be humble because you can take no credit for what God did for you there. God continues to seek you out like the man who has lost a sheep and goes searching for it so that he might be filled with joy. For God sent forth His Son, who humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, that He might regain you for the kingdom of God. You must be humble to realize that you didn't seek a God, but God sought you, found you, and restored you to His kingdom, and continues to reach out to you, even in your sinful condition, with His word, to call you to repentance, and to proclaim to you again and again and again in Christ, your sins are forgiven. And you must be humble like a child today at Christ's invitation to come before Him, not exalting yourself, not telling God of how good you have been, how hard you have tried, or how well you have loved Him or your neighbor, but rather in humility, you come to Christ today. The final verse of the hymn we sang earlier said, "Our works cannot salvation gain, they merit only endless pain. Forgive us, Lord, to Christ we flee, who pleads for us endlessly. Have mercy, Lord." So in humility, come, receive what Christ and Christ alone gives. His body, his blood, for your forgiveness, for your salvation. And as he bestows this forgiveness to you, live in humility. Humility before God, and humility before one another. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, summarized it well this way. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted too, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God has forgiven you. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.